In Los Angeles this weekend, hundreds of fans of the Coen brothers' 1998 film, The Big Lebowski, will gather to bowl. That's right, bowl, and drink white Russian cocktails, and dress up like characters in the movie. Why? Because in the summer of 2002, a couple of guys in Kentucky thought that they could quote lines from the movie verbatim. Others probably could, so why shouldn't they all gather together and celebrate? More than 100 people showed up in Louisville that year to honor The Big Lebowski. In 2003, more than 1,000 people came, so a cult movie has become a cult festival. This will be the first time the festival will be in Los Angeles, a city, of course, that figures prominently in the film. And we're joined now by the two men who describe themselves as the founding dudes of the Big Lebowski Festival. That's Will Russell and Scott Shuffit. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having us, Scott.
Mr. Shuffit, how do you pay for a Big Lebowski Festival? Entrance fee?
Yes, the Achievers, the preferred nomenclature for the Lebowski fan, purchase tickets. It's $15 Friday night and $25 Saturday night.
That includes your bowling and shoe rental.
Oh, that's a good deal then.
Yeah, all you can bowl.
Plenty of fun.
We interviewed Jeff Bridges not long ago for the movie Seabiscuit, and he said his portrayal of the dude is the role that his fans most identify with. So we have a clip here in which the dude, whose name is Lebowski, but he's not the Big Lebowski, who's a rich, successful, prosperous, and intimidating man played by David Huddleston, the two meet each other for the first time.
Are you employed, Mr. Lebowski?
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not Mr. Lebowski. You're Mr. Lebowski. I'm the dude. So that's what you call me, you know? That or his dudeness or duder or, you know, El Duderino, if you're not into the whole brevity thing.
Are you employed, sir?
Employed?
You don't go out looking for a job dressed like that, do you? On a weekday?
Is this a... What day is this?
Jeff Bridges as the dude. He would be a great get for the Big Lebowski Festival. Do you expect him?
We sent him some bowling pins a couple years ago to autograph, and he mailed them back to us, not only autographed, but he had illustrated these pictures on them, different scenes from the movie of the dude bowling.
Oh, my gosh.
Of the dude listening to headphones with Credence on him, the dude taking a bath, and he said that, you know, he's leaving his options open, and he might come out and play some music.
Do you just stand around and go through various lines of the movie together, or what?
Well, the main event is at a bowling alley, and we take over an entire bowling alley. We'll be at the Cal Bowl down in Lakewood for the weekend, and it's 68 lanes, and we're going to fill it with people dressed in costume from the movie. They're going to bowl, drink white Russians, participate in trivia contest, farthest traveled contest, highest bowler contest. We'll award trophies. We've got, like, David Huddleston coming out and the actor Jerry Haleva, who played Saddam in the film.
We'll be handing out shoes.
Yes, he'll be wearing his original costume. He's kind of Hollywood's go-to Saddam lookalike. He's been in 6 films as Saddam, including Hot Shots and Hot Shots Part Deux.
What are some of the best costumes people have had?
The main characters are great. There's a lot of dudes in bathrobes. There's a lot of Walters and... a lot of Jesuses, played by John Turturro in the purple jumpsuit, but then the more creative, obscure ones. Since it is only one film, you know, they have to get creative. We had somebody come as 3,000 Years of Beautiful Tradition, which was two people. One was dressed as Moses, the other was dressed as Sandy Koufax, and that comes from a line of dialogue where Walter is kind of defending him being Jewish. He says, 3,000 years of beautiful tradition from Moses to Sandy Koufax. Oh. You're right, I'm living in the past. So people get really creative. This is a really kind of smart crowd, you know, that's smart enough to get the Coen brothers comedy, and they just like to party and have a good time.
Well, Will Russell and Scott Shuffit, founding dudes of the Lebowski Fest, which is in Los Angeles this weekend. Thanks very much for everything.
Thanks, Scott.
Well, take care, man. Gotta get back.
Sure. Take it easy, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you will.
Yeah, well, the dude abides.
The dude abides. I don't know about you, but I take comfort in that. It's good knowing he's out there, the dude, taking her easy for all us sinners. Shush. I sure hope he makes the finals.
Sam Elliott. How can anyone talk after that? Who narrates The Big Lebowski, wishing the dude more strikes than gutters? You can find a link to photos and a video of the fans very much in character on our website, npr.org. Steve Reich.